So after discussing the topic of Mavir Rishon Rishon, which we tried to explain, Lashitas HaRambam yesterday, is how exactly a Baal Tshuva can be in Maskir in Lo Shum Avon. We talked about Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, and the very end of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, Afilu, you know, Kafar Beikar Kol Yamav, the mechanism of Mavir Rishon Rishon really wipes away the Avonos. The Rambam turns his attention to the Beinonim based on the Gemara in Masach the Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yed Zayin. The Beinonim im Haya Bichal, Mechza avono shalahen shalohi niach tfilin me'olam danin osan kifi cheto v'yesh lo chelek lom haba v'chein, not just an also but likewise kol ha'rishoyim shavon oseim erubim danin oso kifi chato ehem v'yesh lom chelek lom haba shakol Yisrael yesh lom chelek lom haba afo b'shechato shenemar v'ameich kulam tzadikim le'olam yirshu aret. Hold it up here. So the Rambam notes that amongst the Beinonim, there's a special category which the Gemara calls a Poshe Yisrael Begufan, right? Kerkaf to the Lomanach Bo Tfilin, Poshe Umo Sa'oma Begufan. It's interesting, it's Giloy Arayos. But Tfilin, not having worn Tfilin, particularly in the Gemara, Tfilin Shel Rosh, is equated to Poshe Yisrael Begufan. So that is in Avera Pratis, in Avon Prati, as it were. Danin osok ficheto, but nonetheless, after that process goes on, yeshlo chelek li olam haba. So it's interesting, the Baal HaTosfos point out on the spot that we don't mean the person who never was educated in terms of the mitzvah of tefillin, tefillin shel rosh, or a person who is concerned and he has a reverence for the mitzvah of tefillin and he's concerned about gufnaki. You know, maybe that's excessive, but obviously that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about a person who is mevazeh mitzvah. So a person who denigrates that mitzvah in particular, you know, is subject to this consequence. So the Ran, who's quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, says it applies to all mitzvahs. I say it takes, sort of takes it away from Karkaf to the Lomanach Tfilin, the Tfilin, you know, Shel Rosh. It's interesting, the Rambam just says Tfilin in general. The Baal HaTosfos, you know, note that this is true of Torah as well, and I would suggest that the, you know, the idea is that Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha, that tefillin in general is linked to Limud HaTorah in many different ways. The Petur Nashim from both is one very clear example of that. But the point being that, you know, tefillin seems to have a special yichus against the Ran, whether you think it's connected to Talmud Torah. We'd like to try to pursue that a little bit, you know, both in the Gemara and then in particular for the Rambam. So again, the Gemara seems to focus on Tfilin Shel Rosh in particular, and I think that's very consequential because the Gemara there, you know, in Brachos, talks about the idea of the Tfilin Shel Rosh symbolizing the bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tfilin, say on it, Mikam Chayisol Goy Echad Ba'aretz, you know, and Ar Se Shema Yisol Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so I think it makes a lot of sense that, you know, there's a difference between a Beinoni, somebody who is absolutely equal, who doesn't have this Tfilin Shel Rosh, because he doesn't have the zechus of that tzibur, of being, you know, the Tfilin is that identifying, branding feature that is so critical that, you know, stamps us as part of that Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz, a kind of a tiebreaker in this case. I think that's in terms of the Gemara Tfilin Shel Rosh. The Rambam generalized it to Tfilin, not like, you know, the Ran who generalized it to Kol Mitzvos, and not like Tosfos, you know, thought about it in terms of Talmud Torah, but, you know, the Rambam generalized it to Tfilin. I'd like to suggest that perhaps it's a Rambam Lashitasa. Because the Rambam, you know, in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, he makes this point, in Hilchos Tfilin he makes this point, talks about being muchtar b'tfilin, and a person should only be nir'eh, right, while he's wearing tfilin. And moreover, and this is, I think, extremely important, the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Tfilin, says that any time a person is wearing tfilin, this is why we should always try to extend as much as possible, you know, the time that we spend wearing tfilin. Any time a person is involved in the mitzvah of tefillin, wearing a tefillin, he's an anav and a yarei shamayim. It has an impact on their personality. And, you know, to experience that is a kind of, you know, a shaping experience. When the Rambam generalizes here, right, and he says, shelo hiniach tefillin me'olam danin oso kfi cheto. And I can't help but think that it's related, especially since the Rambam is generalizing from tefillin shel rosh to tefillin in general. I think what the Rambam means to say is that tefillin isn't just a mitzvah saseh, or four mitzvah saseh, or eight mitzvah saseh, if you're counting tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, tefillin is much more than that. Tefillin, right, really reflects the bond between, you know, us and Hashem. When a person is wearing tefillin, they're transformed by that experience. They're an anav, they're a yarei shamayim, right? They become, you know, more spiritually oriented. So if you have a beinoni who wore tefillin, and a beinoni who never wore tefillin, that's a fundamentally different category, because a beinoni who never wore tefillin never had that particular zechus of, you know, experiencing that degree of hashras hashchina.